Last week, we talked about the importance of an anchor
for a ship. Then we talked about how the scriptures share how hope and trust in the promises of God can provide an anchor for our soul. So the challenge for each of us listening today and throughout this series is to find a Bible verse that we feel can help us or guide us or anchor us in 2023. So we call this our year verse. Have you found one? So throughout this series, different people will be sharing their year verse. And today is my turn. So I want to tell you about my year verse for 2023. It's Matthew chapter 9, verses 37 and 38. So I say year verse, and then I put verses. Yeah, so those of you who are very logical, like me, it's okay. It just can be lots of verses together. You get to choose. Last year, Lisa and I were in the USA. We were in North Carolina, and we were able to go pick blueberries on a nearby farm. It was harvest time, and the blueberries needed to be picked. So we took our little grandson, and we enjoyed a wonderful time with his friends. Now, a few months ago, some people here were talking about picking blueberries. They were excited and looking forward to the opportunity to go to a blueberry farm and pick as many blueberries as possible to eat, to share, and to save for later. We wanted to go as well and take some children with us who would be experiencing blueberries for the first time. We did go. We had a wonderful time, just like some of you did as well. In fact, who went and picked some blueberries this year? Any of you? A few of us. Well, here are a few pictures. One of those pictures, I'm standing there, and you can't even tell maybe from the picture, but I'm standing there with some carrots. Those are not blueberries, those are carrots. So I wonder what fruits or vegetables or grains you have helped to harvest. Does anybody want to say, or perhaps write it in a chat on Zoom, if you've harvested some kind of fruit or vegetable? Nacho? Okay, mandarins with his grandfather in the garden of his house. David? Tomatoes. Maxime? Olives, says Maxime. Uchubas. I can't even translate that one, but I know what they are. They're very good. Cape gooseberries. Yeah, I know a lot of people have harvested a lot of things. I have helped to harvest many different fruits and berries, garden vegetables. When I was a young boy, I was one of five hungry kids. And the farmers in the area would call my parents and tell them to come with the kids and lots of buckets and bags to harvest food from their gardens and orchards. I even worked in some rice fields in Honduras, but I was never present for that harvest. I wonder what it would be like to harvest rice. Anybody harvested rice? No? Okay. Well, harvesting always means hard work, but it's good food and can be fun times with friends and family. So back to our verses. Then Jesus said to his disciples, "The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into his harvest field." Now, in this chapter 9 of Matthew, Jesus was visiting many people in small towns and villages. Probably most of them were farmers, or they at least had a garden to produce food. all of the people knew about gardens and orchards, but they also understood that Jesus was not talking about plants and food. He was talking about people. He was noticing that many, many people seemed ready to listen to his message about the kingdom of God. But he realized that people were confused about their purpose in life, and they were following religious rules and traditions without experiencing hope, joy, or overflowing love towards God and other people. He saw that people did not understand. Most believed in God, but felt that God was angry or unfair. They blamed him for their bad times. Others simply lived as if God did not exist, or at least didn't really care. The text says that Jesus felt sad. He wanted everyone to know that God's love was greater than all their hard times. He knew that even in the middle of the hard work of living, a harvest time is coming when we will see the results of our faith and our efforts and be filled with joy in a work well done. Now, every farmer knows that producing food takes lots of work for a long time. There are many steps to prepare the land and the soil, plant the seeds, take care to protect and provide for the seeds, and then try to have everything ready to collect the harvest if and when it comes. Every step in the process is important, but the harvest is the purpose of everything. When the harvest is ready, it must be collected at the right time. Hopefully, the harvest is so good that the farmer or the gardener needs help to gather it all in. Like the people with the blueberries. They have so many blueberries, they invite others to come and help. Now, I chose this verse or these verses for several reasons. When I read this, I understand that there is a harvest waiting for workers. And I want to be a worker, a part of what God is doing in our time and place in history in this world. When I read this promise, I understand that God has already prepared a work for me to do, a purpose, a participation, an invitation, an opportunity. When I read this verse, I understand that the work really belongs to God, so I can do my best and trust Him with the results. I am not in charge. I cannot change or save the world or anyone in the world. I cannot produce a harvest, but I can be part of the team that is connected to God and helps connect others to Him as well, gathering the harvest in that way. So I'm praying for God to do His work in my life in three specific areas where I believe He has a harvest waiting. Remember, I'm talking about my year verse, why I chose this verse, and how I hope it's guiding me for 2023. Area number one, I'll name three specific areas. Area number one, where I want to experience a harvest, is in my own maturity, both emotional and spiritual. I am asking the Lord of the harvest to help me grow in my capacity to serve others through listening, loving, and leading well. Area number two, where I want to experience a harvest, is in my marriage, with Lisa. Lisa and I together believe that our marriage should reflect the love of God. We want our marriage, our life together, to be a source of life, joy, hope, and inspiration. So we need God's help if our marriage is to produce a harvest. And finally, area number three, where I want my life to experience a harvest, is in my ministry. The word ministry means service to God. What He has called me to do. My life work. My vocation. So, I'm a missionary. As a missionary, that means I am sent out and supported by people who are believing in me, in us, to live with integrity, with intentionality, with a purpose. I'm a pastor. So as pastor of Christ Church, I've committed to this community to lead publicly in a way that represents Jesus' ministry of hope, healing, and reconciliation. Now, I believe that 2023 will be a special year for me and for all of us at Christ Church. Lisa and I arrived in Uruguay with our three small children on February 10th, 2003, almost exactly 20 years ago. Now, next week, our sponsoring organization will recognize us for 30 years of service, raising our own financial support to serve people across Latin America and around the world. 33 years of marriage, 3 in the USA, 10 in Colombia, and now 20 here in Uruguay. Hardly seems possible. But I feel like we're just getting started. The best days and the greatest harvest is still ahead of us. Now, 2023 is also the 45th anniversary of the dedication of this chapel. Were any of you here for that? A few people were. The people who dedicated this space, together with these same chairs you're sitting in, were filled with faith and hope in a future harvest. They did not know what this day would look like, but they created a foundation so that we could be here today receiving the benefit. My year verse reminds me every day that I am asking God for His help to be the very best that I can be in the time and the place where He has put me, so that together we can reap a harvest, and everyone who comes after us will see and thank God for the example and the legacy of our lives. Now, what hope or dream do you have for your life? What promise of God can help you connect with that in this year? Let me pray for us. Heavenly Father, we need Your help to discover our hope and our dreams and to be the best person that we can be in the time and the place where we are. Give us grateful hearts, but show us Your mercy to overcome challenges, to grow, to find light and truth, and to be able to give and receive love well. Fill our hearts with hope for this year, because You're in it. You're with us. In Jesus' name, amen. So Daniel has a closing song for us, Amor sin condición, love without conditions, God's unconditional love.